50 years, WHJE Radio has been your local source for Greyhound football. Join John Perkins and Jesse Smith for the 2013 football season as they bring expert analysis straight to your dial. 91.3 WHJE Carmel.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this WHJE broadcast of Carmel Varsity Football. We got 12 minutes separating one of these teams with a date with Warren Central at Lucas Oil Stadium on November 30th. 12 minutes to go, like we mentioned, 14-6 is your score. And John, with Penn coming back out on the football field offensively, what do you think they need to do?
Well, here's what you got to do. You got to come back. Obviously throwing, and we're going to take you right to the action here as they set up quickly. We'll finish that thought here in a second. Go ahead, Jess, take us away.
Three wide shotgun set, two out to his left. Oakley keeps it for himself off that right tackle, wrapped up at about the 26-yard line, third and short on the way. Being very efficient in a run game, Oakley keeping both of the first two snaps for himself, running it all the way. Here's the difference between the running between Oakley and James. James has been running a lot of the option. Oakley keeps it for himself, and he commits to it immediately.
Here's what you also got to talk about, Jesse. If you are Penn's offense, you got to realize now. You got to realize that you're getting into that territory where you got to start making some things happen. This defense is obviously trying to pump up this crowd, get everybody going here. You got to come up with a big-time throw downfield, make something happen, or you're in risk of losing this ballgame.
On their own 26 off the right hash, third down and four. Oakley is passing. Murdoch with a big hit over the middle. He can't come up with it. And that was intended for the tight end, Mawalu, who had a touchdown reception last week. And Wade Murdoch with the footsteps, making his presence felt there in the face of Oakley. That'll force the three and out. Pressure really dialed up on that throw.
And now you put the pressure on your defense for Penn. They've got to be able to come out now, create a big stop against an offense that's really starting to roll.
Baldwin and Baldridge back deep to return with 11:13 remaining in this ball game. Punting this one away, Carmel will have some great field position once again. The punt is up, will be fair caught at about the 42-yard line. Jason Baldridge with the fair catch there. And that's exactly where Isaac James and his Carmel offense will take over. What is the game plan? You keep pounding the ball up the middle, rather than going towards the perimeters like we've seen the Carmel Greyhounds do so efficiently in a regular season.
I think don't be afraid to take a shot downfield as well. I think a lot of times in these situations, you come out in your offense and you feel like you have to play conservative ball. Don't buy that lie. Sometimes it's smart to take a shot down the field. The defense is obviously going to be thinking that you are going to play conservative. It's a game of minds right here. It's a mind battle. 11:06, and you've got a very explosive Carmel offense.
11:06 remaining in the ball game. James with the handoff to Shakir Pascal. Pascal wrestled down after about a gain of five at the 46-yard line. That'll set up a second and manageable for the Carmel Greyhounds.
Gain of about five.
They'll be at their own 46-yard line. Off that right hash. Come back out, three wide set, two out to his right. As James will put Roberts in motion. Triple option time. Handoff up the middle. Shakir Pascal with the spin move. Keeping those legs driving will be brought down in Penn territory at the 48-yard line. That will be short of the first down marker, it appears to be. So third down and one for the Carmel Greyhounds. And third down have been pretty impressive for the Carmel Greyhounds considering the season average coming into this evening. So again, third down and short. Pascal will head over towards the sideline. Perkins will go out as a tailback. Three wide shotgun set. They try to draw him off sides with the hard count. Now looking over towards the sideline is Isaac James. Clock continuing to run here. 10:15 and counting. Roberts moves in motion. Triple option time. James keeps it for himself. And he's going to be thrown across to about the 47-yard line. Kind of an interesting play there. It looked like Perkins was going to receive that handoff, but James kind of rode the momentum forward. This one will be close exactly at the 48-yard line, which is where the first down marker is. We might have an official's timeout and a measurement on the way. This is a big call right here for field position. The chains will come out. We'll see where this one will officially be spotted with 10:08 remaining in the ballgame. Again, Carmel with the one possession lead. It is 8 points. So Penn would have to go for two. as we get the official measurement. That one is going to be about a half a foot short, about 6 inches away, and it will be a fourth down and one. Decision time for the Carmel Greyhounds. They want to stay out on the football field, and Isaac James is trying to get his appeal.
No, right here, honestly, I think the smart decision is punting that ball. You can't give the ball back to Penn at the 49-yard line and allow them to get good field position. They've already made a big stop already in this ballgame. Now, you can't be afraid again, but I think you're playing mind games here. You're in the fourth quarter. You've got a lead of 7 points, excuse me, of 8 points here. You're going to force them to go for two. I think this is the smart decision. I know the fans want to see the two-point conversion here. Good call. Great coaching call.
So Kramer will try to pin him inside their own 20-yard line. Very reliable punter. Fields it cleanly from his own 40. Kicks this one away. That one heading over towards the sideline. At the 20-yard line, he fields it. He's going to run this one a little bit. And finally, Lingren's going to bring him down with a few of his teammates there. He'll be brought down at the 22-yard line. So a world of difference between starting at your own 45 and your own 22-yard line. The Carmel Greyhounds electing to go with the field position game with 9:34 remaining in the ballgame.
And, Jesse, that's exactly why you punt the ball, because, see, last drive out with Penn, what did the Greyhound defense do? They forced a three and out, were able to give the ball back in the hands of Isaac James. You're in a much better position here when Penn is backed up to about their 24-yard line to be able to come up with a stop.
Trailing by 8 points, Penn will break the huddle, and Oakley comes out in a three-wide shotgun formation set with Fleming in the backfield. Two receivers out to his left. Two out to his right, one to his left. Oakley goes screen pass to Miller. Miller trying to dance to the outside, brought down behind the line of scrimmage, and a great job there over towards that right side. That one looked like Landon Sinis. Sinis, the junior, coming up big tonight on several occasions, making tackles behind the line of scrimmage. Second and 10 on the way is the official spot at the 24-yard line. Clock continues to tick away, 9:10 remaining in the ballgame. One of these two team seasons will end in 9 minutes of playtime. Oakley breaks huddle off that right hash against second and 10 from his own 24. Three wide shotgun set, two out to his left. Fleming remains in the backfield. Oakley runs this one himself, right tackle, trying to find an opening, dances to the outside, wrapped up out of bounds at about the 26-yard line. So gain of two there will set up a third and eight. And is this a passing situation?
It is, Jesse, but you've also got to be playing your first and second downs like their third downs. You got to be starting to take risks and shots downfield. You've got 8:34 left in this ballgame, but that 8:34 goes away really, really quickly. Jesse, we've seen that so many times. I can't stress the importance. Offensively, Penn's got to start making things happen. They've got to be more complex. You can't play a chess match right now. You're going to have to take some risks.
Especially with a run-first offense in the Carmel Greyhounds that can run out the clock like no other. Three-wide shotgun set, two out to his left. Oakley takes the snap. He's throwing all the way, looking over. That one's intercepted. Jack Conway, he's away into the end zone. Jack Conway with a pick six. That's going to make it 20-6, and the Carmel Greyhounds have opened it up.
Just like we said, Jesse, Jack Conway was one of those players. He had to come up big. He was one of the impact players we mentioned in the pregame, making that huge interception. That's number 7 on the season. Number 2 interception return for a touchdown. Ladies and gentlemen, Penn, that's your introduction to Jack Conway.
Very impressive indeed. And Kramer comes back out to try to make it 21-6 as everyone tries to recover from that one. The 8:03 remaining in the ballgame. Conway jumps the route perfectly on the pass out to Miller. That's the first mistake Oakley has made this evening, and a costly one will result in 7 points for the Carmel Greyhounds as Kramer tacks it on. 21-6. And John, very impressive by this Carmel defense. Resiliency pays off.
And you can just feel the energy sucked out of that crowd, out of the stands of Penn. You got to be able to come back. Again, like we just said before, 8 minutes goes away quick. 8:03 here left in the ballgame. You're down now. Two scores with a two-point conversion. You got to be able to come back. And it looks like that prediction from Riley Sawyers might be coming true, 21-6. I know his prediction was 21-0 here. But if the Greyhounds can continue to make another stop, folks, we might be seeing Carmel versus Warren, a matchup of many years, a big-time rivalry in the postseason. But it's not over yet.
like you said, not over yet. Still plenty of football left to be played. You say 8 minutes can tick away fast, but at the same time, 8 minutes is a long time. That's a few possessions right there. And you still have all of your timeouts remaining. Penn has all three, as does Carmel. Kramer set the kick this one away to the south side of the stadium towards the right. Wind in his face. Has not kicked it in this direction yet tonight. This one's up and away, spiraling towards at about the 5-yard line. Will be returnable. Heading up at about the 20-yard line. Has some open space. Kramer misses the tackle, brought down from behind. A potential touchdown saving tackle by Riley Smith. An impressive return will give Penn the ball at the 38-yard line.
Again, Jesse, I can't stress the importance. You got to come out throwing. We've seen Zach Oakley's done a nice job of picking apart this defense. He's done a very, very, very impressive job of reading this tough zone of Carmel. He's got to be able to do that more. You've got to be able to get 15, 20-yard gains downfield, put up a quick 7 points, and then get back defensively and try to make another stop.
Three wide shotgun set, two receivers out to his right. Fleming in the backfield for Oakley. Taking over at his own 37-yard line. Down 15, looking to pass now. Looking deep down the middle of the field. That one off the hands of Miller. Dangerous pass right there. Will make it second down and 10 after the incompletion. 7:51 and counting. Again, Center Grove Warren, that game went final. Warren Central is in the state finals as we speak. The winner of this ball game will meet them on November 30th, 2 weeks from tomorrow, at Lucas Oil Stadium nonetheless. So going back into the huddle, can take as much time as they need to here. 17 seconds on the play clock. Game clock is not running, so no urgency to get this one off. Three wide shotgun set, same formation, two out to his right. Zone 37 off the left hash. Oakley takes a snap. Carmel bringing five. That one is going to be tipped at the line of scrimmage and short. Incomplete pass, and just like that, third down and 10 for Penn. And John, with 7:47 remaining in the ballgame, are you in four down territory?
Of course, I think you have to take a shot downfield. I keep saying it, I keep reiterating it, but Penn has yet to really take a risk. And that's what's holding them back here. And we look at Oakley, and even just the way he's throwing the ball, he's taken 4 or 5 seconds in the pocket, a real lengthy windup and release. He's got to be much quicker off the ball. He's got to start moving this team downfield.
Same formation, has all day to throw, looking deep down the field for his man, overthrown by 10 yards. And that's incomplete. Fourth down and 10 coming up for Penn, and it looks like that punting unit is jogging out onto the field with 7:41 remaining. If you can take any positives away from that drive, is that very little time ran off the clock, about 22 seconds of game clock.
Jesse, here's the problem is time ran off the clock, but so did a lot of your motivation and your confidence. Oakley there really struggled passing-wise. It's going to be tough for him to come back out and have to really produce the way he's going to be expected to.
The punt is up and away. Dugdale almost getting a hand on that one. Baldwin calls for the fair catch at his own 29-yard line. And that is where the offense of the Carmel Greyhounds will take over. Now, John, I'm going to pose a question to you here. The offensive game plan, you have a 15-point lead. You going more aggressive, or are you trying to milk this clock away?
Two words, clock management. That's all you got to do here. You've got a solid lead, a nice cushion. You don't need to try to take a risk to increase that spread. You're good. I take a 21-6 win all day. I would even take a defensive stop down at the 10-yard line if I'm able to chalk off 4 minutes off this clock. I think it's very doable. Try to get that clock to 3 or 2 minutes.
Time is becoming the enemy of Penn here. 7:35 remaining in the ball game. James comes out, three-wide pistol formation set. James hands that one off. Shakir Pascoe up the middle. He gains about a yard, gets to the 30-yard line. The play clock has not started yet because the ball has not been set, but the clock continues to run here. 7:20 and counting from the Carmel Greyhounds going back to Lucas Oil Stadium in the state finals. Isaac James in no hurry. They have 20 seconds to work with here on the play clock. That'll bring it down to about 6:50 by the time James gets the snap off. Directing the offense at the line of scrimmage, they go back out. Three wide shotgun set. James letting it run down, hard count. Looks to pass over towards Roberts. That one's on the ground. Roberts has to jump on top of it, but they do call that one a forward pass off of that screen. But going with the pass, that one will stop the clock at 6:53 and bring up third down and 10.
Looks like Roberts there struggled a little bit to track that ball. Maybe a quick throw there by Isaac James caught Roberts off guard. But nonetheless, like you said, Jesse, stops the clock. Obviously not what you wanted to do. Now you're in a third and long situation, which is a passing situation where you're going to give the ball back with under 7 minutes.
Four wide shotgun set for James. Pascal remains in the backfield. James runs this one, looking up the middle, trying to find some space. He'll be wrapped up at about the 33. That'll bring up a fourth and six for the Carmel Greyhounds, and the punting unit will have to come out onto the field. That will bring it close to about 6 minutes remaining in the game by the time the punting unit gets out there. It'll be about 6:10 by the time Kramer will field it. Again, 21-6 is your score. The Carmel Greyhounds have the lead. Opened up by that Jack Conway interception return for a touchdown. Kramer in to kick this one away. He stands at about his own 19-yard line. Ball is spotted at the Carmel 33. Kramer fields it cleanly. That one almost blocked. Kramer gets it away. A beauty of a punt. We'll get it to about the 30-yard line, taking a Carmel bounce, rolling all the way down to the 25-yard line. Adam Kramer gets the job done once again, just able to get the punt off.
Adam Kramer's had a lot of pressure in the backfield. This is his second punt where he's almost gotten it blocked and had to really improvise. And on both of those punts, getting the ball away, creating a nice punt there. So Penn's going to come out with obviously not the field position that they would have desired at about the 25-yard line, but even more imperative that they move this ball and move it downfield quickly with three receivers out to his left.
From the shotgun, like you said, three receivers set. They lined up off of that right hash, looking to throw over towards that sideline. McGuire has it slipped through his hands. Heard the footsteps of Alex Akins coming on the way. Incomplete pass. Second down and 10 on the way from their own 25. And John, are you even attempting any sort of rushing play here on this drive unless you're inside the 5-yard line?
Well, first off, you got to catch the ball. No one ever advanced a drive by dropping passes, and all you're doing there is helping the defense. You don't want the clock to run out, but when the passing game doesn't work, there's really only one more option, and that's to run.
Same formation set off the right hash at the 25-yard line. Sondel showing blitz off of the left side. He is blitzing. Oakley has time to throw, looking deep down the left side of the field for Miller. Can't come up with the one-handed reception as Akins pushes him out of bounds. Good defense there. 5:49 remaining in the ball game, and a quick third down and 10 coming up for Oakley and the Kingsmen.
Well, mind you, folks, that Oakley's not throwing bad passes at all. In fact, I would even consider that one a drop. Doable catch, tough catch, yes. But at this point in the game, that's where you got to be able to step up as a receiver and make the tough catch. That's why you spend all of those hours at practice taking reps after reps after reps to get ready for the situation when you need to make a big reception. That was one of those right there. And you're not helping your quarterback out. You're making him do all of the work.
Three wide shotgun set, two receivers out to his left from his own 25-yard line. Big third down coming up for the Kingsmen. Looking to pass, pressure in his face. Miller comes up with the reception over the middle, brought down at the 43-yard line. That'll move the chains and keep the drive alive and the season alive for Penn. Sondels comes up with the tackle at the end there, trailing 6-21. Oakley breaks the huddle in a hurry. Clock has not started. The ball officially now set, so the clock will start. 5:40 and counting. Oakley with the three-wide shotgun set, two out to his right. Looking to pass deep down the right side of the field. That one's going to be batted away by Landon Sinis and through the hands of McGuire. Second down and 10 on the way. Clock stops at 5:32. They're lined up at their own 43-yard line off of the right hash this time. So plenty of field to work with in front of them. They do have all three timeouts remaining, as do the Carmel Greyhounds. Carmel Greyhounds in the driver's seat.
Mind you, this is where you really begin to appreciate a good quarterback who can run that two-minute drill so well. And obviously, we think of Peyton Manning. And Oakley's problem here is he's looking downfield every time. Peyton's so good because he's very aware of that short yard. Sometimes you got to be aware of that quick slant.
Trips out to his left. Penalty flags fly. This will be a dead ball foul. Who moved first on that line of scrimmage? We'll tell the tale of field position. It is a second down and 10. Let's see what the officials will call here. That one will be offsides against the Carmel Greyhounds. That'll give him 5 free yards, setting up a second down and 5. We close to about the 47-yard line of Penn. trying to move into Greyhound territory. Still plenty of time left for them, 5:30, and they still have all three timeouts remaining. Another thing working in the favor of Penn, every time they pick up a first down, that extra incentive to move the chains here, that stops the clock until the ball is set, kind of like college rules. Three wide shotgun set, this time two out to his right for Oakley. Carpenter checks in as a tailback. Takes a snap, looking to pass over towards that left side. He gets it to his man, trying to get across. Football is out. Alex Akins jumps on top of it. He's running back with it now. Alex Akins down the right sideline, trying to stay in bounds. Jukes around Oakley, still on his feet. Akins is brought down at the 18-yard line. And Alex Akins has given the Carmel Greyhounds excellent field position and possession of the football.
Alex Akins, the guy you needed to come up with, the guy that I gave my impact player to, he is my defensive MVP exactly for that reason right there. Single-handedly can turn the tide. Now, Jack Conway, another very good player. But again, like we talked about, the turnover battle is what wins a team a ball game. And right there, Carmel is playing like they're ready to win this ball game. You've now bring your offense out. The ball is about at the 19-yard line. You're already in red zone position, and you're bringing Isaac James, who's an explosive quarterback, who's got a lot going for him right now, back out onto the field. These circumstances are becoming pretty bleak for Penn.
James comes out full house set, two wide receivers, takes the snap. Option time. James keeps it for himself, dances to the outside, looking for the end zone. Isaac James will walk into the end zone, but a penalty flag back at the 9-yard line might be taking this one back. Let's see what this call is, but Carmel already retreating, not looking good for the Greyhounds. They're getting an 18-yard rushing touchdown by Isaac James, which would have put this one away.
And Jesse, I say this only because it stood out to me. I was intentionally watching Jason Baldridge out on the left side, and they're going to call the holding. But I was just about to say after this play that I thought it was a great blocking job. In fact, didn't see anything that didn't set right with me. But again, I'm up on the booth. These guys are on the field. It just goes back to what we talk about. You know, all of a sudden, this defense makes a great turnover for the Greyhounds, moves it back. But then the offense is just retracing their steps in the sense. Penalties are what kills a drive right there. And now Isaac James has to come back out. Again, folks, you're still in red zone territory. Got to come out, got to put some points on the board and even increase this league a little more.
The officials will spot the ball at the 18-yard line. So first down and 10 for the Carmel Greyhounds. One wide out to his right. Wing T formation for James. James goes stretch play this time to Chris Perkins. Perkins drops the football. Let's see who comes up with possession of it. Penn says they have it, and they do. And a big turnover by the Carmel Greyhounds offense puts Penn back into the football game.
Okay, so you got 5 minutes remaining. Penn, you're bringing your offense back on the field here. Game plan is 2-minute drill, obviously. What you got to do, Oakley, work the ball again like he's been doing so nice. Come out in that shotgun formation, begin to scan. I would like to see him really start to employ his running back. He's got to use him as that dump-off guy. He's been airing the ball out 10 or 15 yards. The defense is going to begin to catch on. You got to have a guy who's going to run a quick slant, who's going to be that dump-off guy you can get the ball to and get yards after the catch.
Trips out to the right. He rolls out, finds his man McGuire on the sideline who heads out of bounds. Great decision there. Picks up 6 yards on first down. Only 2 seconds run off the clock on that play. 4:55 remaining here in the ball game, trailing by 15. Penn still has a pulse as the clock stops and they go back into the huddle.
Second and 4.
They're lined up at their own 31-yard line off of that right hash. Second down and 4. Three wide shotgun set, two out to his left. Fleming comes back in as a tailback. Rolling out to his left, looking deep down over the middle. That one up for grabs out of the hands of Mitch Davis. He was looking for number 7, Nathan Miller. He's been his favorite target this evening.
All of us holding our breath there, about 4 Greyhounds surrounding Nathan Miller, who has been such a high target. Again, you got to do a better job of scanning the field if you're Oakley. You can't be bringing up these 3rd and 4s, even these 3rd and 7s. You're knocking time off the clock. 4:49 here in the game. You're down 2 scores. That is with the 2-point conversion. A lot of pressure on you as an offense here. Be interesting to see what Oakley does.
The run is an option here. If they get the first down, then the clock will stop. Three wide shotgun set. Burke showing blitz. Now backs off. Shows blitz once more. To his own 31-yard line off the right hash. Oakley runs this one over towards that left tackle. Breaks free into the open field. Oakley with the stiff arm at midfield. Ryan Sondles bounces off him. Oakley heads down the left sideline. At the 15-yard line, he'll be shoved out of bounds by Landon Sinis, who saves a touchdown. Officially spotted at the 14. And Oakley with a very, very impressive rush.
And man, you do not see many players, that is, shake Ryan Sondles. And not just that, this guy's a quarterback, for crying out loud. Ryan Sondles just gets shedded right there. I have never seen a quarterback pull that move on Ryan Sondles. Sondles gets up and he knows it. What a run there by Oakley. I'm so impressed by him. He is making this drive happen time and time again. His receivers are dropping balls, but he is keeping this thing going. Oakley, to me, is a Division I ball player.
He is 6'2 and 195 pounds of pure athleticism. He has shown it tonight. We are going to have an official's timeout here. Now with the ball spot, he does go out of bounds, so the game clock does not start. The play clock does. 4:38 remaining in the ball game at the 14-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds. Oakley comes back out, three wide, shotgun set, looking to pass into the end zone. That one is going to be a simultaneous catch. Let's see who they're going to reward it with. Wade Murdoch of the Carmel Greyhounds looks to have it. Let's wait and see what the officials call. Who came down with it? They're going to talk this one over, and it looks like they're going to give the reception to Penn. And McGuire comes up with the reception, as does Murdoch. And Penn will say it onto the football field. The clock will continue to run, a gain of six off the pass. Most of the members of the Greyhound defense are already heading over towards the sideline, thinking that one was a turnover. And Oakley goes back into the huddle, breaks it now. Second and four from the Carmel 7-yard line. They can't get the first down before they reach the end zone. Same formation set from the middle of the field. Oakley takes the snap. Penalty flags fly everywhere. This one will be a dead ball foul. Let's see. Will be a false start against Penn. Those are those mental mistakes that we've been talking about you cannot afford, especially at this point in the ball game. 3:45 remaining. You're down 15. You back your team up five more yards. Also in a situation where you have to have a touchdown here. That's not an option. Four down territory.
You also got to score quickly. Again, the clock running down here. We're at 3:40.
Penn comes back out, three wide, shotgun set, Fleming in the backfield. Looking to throw into the end zone. That one's going to be wide. And Landon Sinis is going to get called off of the illegal contact, possibly pass interference penalty. If that's the case, that is in the end zone. That'll line him up first and goal at the one.
Good call by the refs there. Saw Landon Sinis make a move there on the receiver. Again, the question was the ball catchable or not, but enough movement right in front of the referee. That's just a mental mistake there. And depending on the call, if it's spotted the foul, you may be looking at a first and goal on the 1 yard line.
That one, of course, against the Carmel Greyhounds, as they call it, but they're going to call it outside the end zone. So penalty happens outside the end zone, halfway distance to the goal, giving those penalty yards back off of that false start. We'll set up another second down, so they get that down back as well. Second down and three from the Carmel 6 yard line. Trying to put this one away is the Carmel defense. Oakley, three wide shotgun set, two out to his right. From the middle of the field, Oakley's running this one up the middle, trying to get that first down, almost getting into the end zone. He does have enough for the first down. The clock will stop at 3:23 remaining in the ballgame. First down and goal inside the Carmel 2. Oakley can afford to go with a quick huddle here. And he does, breaks it. Fleming checks back in as a tailback. Three wide shotgun set from the right hash. Two receivers out to his left. Takes a snap. Oakley trying to run this one inside into the end zone. And Oakley brings it within a potential one possession game once again. 21-12 is your score. Penn is not finished yet. 3:17 remaining in the ball game. It looks like they're going to try to go with the field goal unit here. They're going to tack on the extra point, go for two later if it comes down to it. Want to make sure they can remain in this ball game. With it being a 9-point game right now, a vital extra point attempt. We've seen those are no gimmies in high school football. So a lot of pressure here on the place kicker, McSorley, who's been pretty productive throughout this evening. The snap, the hold is good. The kick is up. And the kick is also good. That makes it an 8-point game once again with 3:17 remaining. Now, John, I'll put you on the spot here. I'll give you the coach's clipboard. Are you going for the onside kick?
Wow, that's tough, man. Obviously, everybody knows my coaching abilities are through the roof here. It's a tough shot, Jesse, and sometimes you got to take risks. But you've got 3:17 in the game. Here's your options. You've given Carmel the ball with 3 minutes. Are they able to run the clock down? Again, you've got 3 timeouts. Here's what I'm really thinking. I have got 3 timeouts in my pocket. Do I trust my defense enough to be able to make a stop and I give the ball to Carmel debatably at the 20-yard line and I force Isaac James to make those yards up? Do I put that pressure on my defense or do I come out and try to take a risk? If you ask me, I've got 3 timeouts. I'm going to go ahead and kick this ball. I know it's a risk in and of itself, but I'm going to put the pressure on my defense. I've got 3 timeouts. I might be able to force a 3-and-out with about 1.5 minutes remaining. I've got a quarterback like Oakley. I've got that on my mind, but I think that Penn's going to disagree with me here.
Speaking of Isaac James, he's on the hands team. This one, they are actually going to kick away to Austin Roberts at the 21-yard line. Roberts heads up towards that left sideline, dances around, and finally goes down to 36. Carmel not messing around with the onside kick, bringing out some of the best hands on the team. And usually when you consider that, you're going tight ends, you're going backs, you're going with the receivers. But the quarterback, Isaac James, out there on the hands team.
And here's what I got to think about, too. I want to go back to that last drive because we saw two things happen. Whether you're cheering for the Greyhounds here or whether you're cheering for the Kingsmen, here's what you're looking at. You've got two words, mistakes or miracles. And I think that's what you can either look at. This is the drive that's going to define Penn. Are they a football team that can compete with 6A teams? Are they worthy of playing with teams that have played their seasons in the mid-conference, or are they just another team that Carmel's going to blow out here? You got to be able to make a stop against a very good rushing team.
Wing T formation set from his own 35-yard line. James hands that one off Shakir Pascal. Shakir Pascal across, trying to get to the 46-yard line. It's going to be awfully close to that first down marker, and the clock stops at 3:04. Wait and see what the official call is. Do they give him the first down? And we are going to have an official's timeout and a measurement to double-check this one. Shakir Pascal not messing around here on his first carry of the this drive. 3:04 remaining in the ballgame. Carmel leads 21-13. Penn trying to make a stop. We will have the chains come out. That's enough for the first down. With each first down and each moving of the chains, it's going to be that much harder on Penn to make a comeback in this football game. First down and 10 from the Carmel 46-yard line. Stops the clock at 3:04, but with the ball set, Carmel can take up to 25 seconds off the game clock. Not using any of their timeouts yet is Penn. James comes back out, this time with a full house set. Two receivers, one on each side. Off that left hash, he looks over towards that sideline. Still have 10 seconds to work with before they have to snap this ball away. 2:46 and counting on the game clock. James off the left hash, first down and 10, takes the snap, option time, up the middle, Shakir Pascal has some open room, Pascal at the 40-yard line, he stays in bounds, down at the 29-yard line. 2:33 remaining in the ball game. That stops the clock with the moving of the chains, but Shakir Pascal is making this awfully hard on the Kingsmen. At the 29-yard line of Penn. The ball will be set here shortly. Now it will be set. Play and game clocks both start. 2:30 and counting in the ball game. 20 seconds left on the play clock. Full house set for Isaac James and company. James looks over towards the sideline. So 12 seconds remaining on the play clock. 2:17 and counting. Still not using any of their timeouts. Penn trying to hold on to those. One last desperation on this set of downs. Pascal will storm upfield to about the 27-yard line, gains himself about 3 yards, and that will be the first timeout from Penn. They have two remaining and two downs to try to stop this rushing attack.
You've also got to keep in mind that you've got a very talented kicker in Adam Kramer, but he has missed a field goal tonight, so are you going to put him in that position? Again, it's very early. We got a second and it looks like 7 here. The big time timeout. Jesse, I'm going to put you on the spot. You're the play-by-play announcer. You're the guy. All you have to do is call the action on the field. Your job's easy. My job's pretty hard. We're going to test you here. If you're the Greyhounds here, What is your plan of attack? What are you doing? Do you continue to give the ball to Pascal? Or do you even take a shot down the field when obviously Penn's not going to be expecting it?
I'm definitely playing conservative here. You do not want to throw an interception in this situation. I definitely think you put the ball in the hands of your quarterback, Isaac James. Let him run that option. Let him make those decisions. He's the, in my opinion, also if I'm Isaac James, I'm just letting Shakir Pascal do his job. For the most part, you give him 2-3 downs in a row, he's going to pick up that first down. He's shown that on this drive.
Good call. Bear in mind that Isaac James does have 7 interceptions on the season. He's had some success in recent games, but definitely don't want to put him in that position.
Wing T formation set for Isaac James. 3 wide, receivers set. They're running this one. Shakir Pascal up the middle, has some open field at the 15-yard line, goes outside. Shakir Pascal trying to go into the end zone, and he got in. That's going to make it 27-13 with a minute 54 remaining. I think it's safe to say now, folks, the Carmel Greyhounds look to be going to the state championship. Shakir Pascal, just like that, don't have to worry about the next couple downs, runs himself into the end zone. 27-13 makes it a 2-possession game once again. Adam Kramer coming back out to try to tack on this extra point. Very impressive run by the Carmel Greyhounds, and a very impressive drive that started back at their own 35-yard line. And after 5 plays, Shakir Pascal has him into the end zone. Reliable running back right there. That one is tipped at the line of scrimmage, but still has enough power to go over. And Adam Kramer, even when it's tipped, is able to convert on the extra point. Perfect 4-4 on the evening, 28-13. John, your thoughts?
Jesse, that drive just showed me right there that the defense is not ready to play at this level. Your time to shine is when there's 3 minutes remaining in the ball game and you've been put up to the test. When your coach has enough faith to kick the ball off instead of kicking the onside. First off, that just shows that the faith that the coach has in you as a team, you got to be able to step up there. Shakir Pascal's good, but if this is your season and this is the last drive for you to keep going on, Shakir Pascal, he can't be that good. But as we see, Shakir Pascal is that good, coming in with 843 yards on the season. Obviously, has increased that so much tonight. Even next week, if the Greyhounds are able to move on, which it looks like they will, Shakir Pascal might even be able to break that 1,000-yard mark on the ground, which was something that we did not expect really any rusher for these Greyhounds to do this season.
Adam Kramer will be kicking this one away, and if the Louisville Trinity game back in week 2 is any indication, the kickoff returns late in the game is where the magic happens in high school football. Similar situation, down by 2 possessions. Let's see what Penn has in store with a minute 54 remaining in the ball game. Kramer set to kick this one away from his own 40-yard line. This one is away, a squib kick. Will bounce at about the 15-yard line, which is where he will field this one, trying to head upfield. He loses the football. Ball is on the ground. Let's see who comes on top of it. And that one will stay with Penn, keeping her season alive.
Football recovered by the Kingsmen.
And the Kingsmen will have possession coming up here for about their own 26-yard line. The whole season flashing before the eyes of the Penn Kingsmen right there. But they do retain possession with a minute 48. They have 2 timeouts remaining.
We'd like to extend our thanks to the members of our officiating crew this evening.
And we look at the yardage situation. Close game, but again, the scoreboard really tells the tale. 305 yards for the Carmel Greyhounds versus the 294 on Penn. Oakley, 3 wide shotgun set. And we have penalty flags flying immediately. Who moved first at that line of scrimmage off the dead ball foul? That one will be a false start. That'll back him up at the 20-yard line. A first and 15 on the way.
Anake Muala on the false start penalty. The tight end there got a little extra jump off the line. And, Jesse, you can't be committing mindless penalties when you're down 2 scores with a minute and 47 remaining in the ballgame. And that penalty right there might have just snuffed out their chances of any sort of a comeback. Facetious as it may be, I really do not believe that that Penn has a shot now.
Same formation set, 3 wide shotgun, 2 out to his right. Oakley with time to throw, looks deep down the right side of the field, tipped away by Landon Sinis, who's had a very productive game this evening in the secondary for the Carmel Greyhounds, able to bat that one out of bounds, 2nd and 15 on the way.
Broken up by Landon.
Minute 42 remaining in the ball game. with a 15-point lead. The Carmel Greyhounds trying to finish this one out and end the threat of the Penn Kingsmen. The winner of the ball game will be going on to face Warren Central on November 30th in the state finals at Lucas Oil Stadium. Right now, the Carmel Greyhounds look to be in very good shape. Same formation set here from his own 20-yard line off the left hash. Oakley takes the snap, has time to throw, looking deep down over the middle now. That one is going to be almost intercepted by Mitch Davis after it was dropped by the intended wideout, the tight end Moala. And that brings up third and 15 for the Penn Kingsmen.
And that'll bring up third down.
They'll be lined up at their own 20-yard line. And the third down defense of the Carmel Greyhounds has been so effective all season. Needs one more stop here, and then the fourth down stop right after. Minute 37 is what the clock says. It separates Carmel from another state championship appearance. Trips out to his right. Off the left hash this time, Oakley takes the snap. Looks to throw deep down the right side of the field. Finds his man McGuire, who stays in bounds. That's going to bring up fourth down at a minute 28. Clock will continue to run here. This could be the last play for the Penn offense this season if they are unable to convert. This is their season as we speak right now. Oakley going into the huddle. Surprising move here with such little time left. A minute 10 remaining in the ball game. They come back out. Three wide, shotgun set. All of them out to his left, lined up off that right hash at the 26-yard line. Fourth down and 9. Looking to pass. That one is going to be incomplete. And that's a turnover on downs. And you can write it down. Mark it on your calendars. The Carmel Greyhounds are going to be meeting the Warren Central Warriors in the state finals in 2 weeks from tomorrow. But looks like we might have a penalty. That one will be declined. And that one will be the finisher for this ball game as the Carmel offense will come back onto the field in their victory formation. Very impressive team win, I think you can say, by this Carmel Greyhounds team. 305 yards on the offensive side of the ball. A defensive touchdown. Really can't ask for a better effort as a whole unit. And Isaac James will lead them out there one more time. Going into that victory formation with a 15-point lead. James will take the knee. They'll have to do it one more time before they can really start to celebrate the win. Carmel faithful, everybody on their feet right now as the clock will tick away here. 40 seconds and counting. And there goes Coach Kevin Wright getting the old Gatorade bath there on that sideline. They can start the celebration here. Will be about 15 seconds left on the game clock as Isaac James will take the last knee here at Carmel Stadium of the season. James takes the knee, and that'll wrap it up. The Carmel Greyhounds and the Warren Central Warriors. The rivalry will be on November 30th at Lucas Oil Stadium. We'll be there, John. It's going to be an excellent game. The ride continues for the Carmel Greyhounds.
And, of course, we don't want to take anything away from this Penn offense. They've done such a nice job putting up points that we didn't think they were. We thought it was going to be a much closer of a ball game than it was, and we do want to give a little airtime here to, of course, Zach Oakley, the senior. Although he ends his season tonight, he will be moving on. He is verbally committed to play football for Central Michigan, a very talented, very, very talented quarterback. And then Joel Schaefer, big-time senior, he's committed to play football at Bryant University. He's an offensive tackle. So congratulations to both of those players for being able to move on and play football at the college level. Congratulations to Zach Oakley for being able to play Division I football. But, Jesse, a resounding but, because the Greyhounds are going to move on and go to state and face Warren Central, a matchup that both of these teams, Warren Central and the Greyhounds, met here at Carmel Stadium, where the Greyhounds were able to pull out the win. John Lampe was monumental in that win. Coming up big, staging a massive comeback. Look to see who is going to lead this team. Isaac James really wasn't a factor in that ballgame, but now he's really turned into a premier player. But folks, final score 28-13 in favor of the Greyhounds. For Jesse Smith, I'm John Perkins of the Greyhound Media Network. We're going to send it back to the studio. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.